This is Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign, which got on the road early yesterday morning after the debate, traveling to a pair of rallies south of the Mason-Dixon line, states that have long been reliably Republican. Here's the candidate just past noon.
Thank you, North Carolina. It's good to be back. I love North Carolina.
And then early in the evening, he was in the town of Fredericksburg.
It is a thrill to be here. Back in Virginia. Because I think we may just turn Virginia blue this time.
Obama's theme all day Saturday was Friday night's debate with John McCain. And he went straight to McCain's handling of the crisis facing the U.S. financial system.
He talked about the economy for 40 minutes, and not once did Senator McCain talk about the struggles of middle-class families. Not once they talk about what they're facing every day right here in North Carolina and around the country. He defended the plan to give $300 billion in tax cuts to corporations and the wealthiest Americans, but he had nothing to say about the fact that wages have flatlined and jobs are being shipped overseas. He didn't have anything to say about that.
In both Greensboro and in Fredericksburg, Obama followed with this new punchline.
The truth is, through 90 minutes of debating, John McCain had a lot to say about me, but he had nothing to say about you. Didn't even say the word middle class. Didn't say the word working people. See, I think Senator McCain just doesn't get it.
The Obama campaign's clear goal is to put Senator McCain permanently on the defensive about the economy. Polls show the public has more confidence in Obama than McCain on what has become the number one issue this year, and the Democratic nominee is trying to exploit that. Later on Saturday, giving his one speech of the day via satellite to the U.S. Sportsmen's Alliance, McCain did add a reference to the middle class when talking about the need to reach a deal to rescue financial institutions. Meanwhile, yesterday, Obama was joined on the trail by his running mate, Joe Biden. Biden made no mention of his own upcoming debate 4 days from now with Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Today, Obama and Biden will campaign together again in Detroit. Don Gagne, NPR News, Fredericksburg, Virginia.